listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Ustad, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iqtarabat is-sa'atu wa inshaqqa al-qamar. Today our focus is on Suratul Qamar, chapter number 54 of the Noble Quran. Qamar refers to the moon. This was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, and it is a surah that comprises 55 verses. Almighty Allah is informing human beings, Iqtarabat is-sa'ah, that the day of justice is drawing nearer and nearer. One is the macro, and that is the day of justice. And one is the micro, and that is our own death. So, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. The micro is when a person passes away. So, his qiyamat, his day of justice has started already individually. And collectively is when the whole world will be demolished. And remember, everything will perish except Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everything shall be destroyed and perish except Almighty Allah. He was, He is, He will always be the only Khalik and Malik, creator and owner of the entire universe. When shaqqa al-qamar, the mushrikeen, the polytheists in Makkah, who demand from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, show us a miracle that we want. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what do you want? They said that, see, there's the moon there. Split the moon. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured with his own Mubarak finger, and lo and behold, that you see where there is the palace today, Jabal Abi Qubais. So above that mountain there, the people saw the moon splitting in two. So that is the miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Non-Muslims also witnessed it at that time, and they embraced Islam. But some of them, because of their arrogance and because of their stubbornness and arrogance and pride, وَإِن يَرَوْا آيَةً يُؤْرِدُوا, some of them would still turn away and say, سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ, that this is always a continuation of jadu, sihr, witchcraft, sorcery, magic. So all this was because of their being stubborn and arrogance. So therefore they would not embrace the truth. Here we see that for the non-Muslims, the day of justice will be very difficult. They will say, هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ, and this is the day that is so difficult. Ordinary court case, a person has to go, he's perspiring. Now is the divine court case. Every person will have to re-account and give accountability for his or her deeds. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when Noah, and he was preparing the ark, when he invited the people towards the truth, they said, Majnoon, they said that you are crazy, made insane, Allah forbid. They would drive him away. He cried, he begged, he beseeched Allah, فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرٌ. Oh my Allah, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overpowered. You defend me, you assist me, O Almighty Allah. He cried to Allah, and then the gates open, the heavens open. We find the rain came from the clouds. We see that the springs open. فَلْتَقَ الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٌ. The water from the skies, the water from the land and sand, and that is how they met. He, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, in that boat of his, just made remember of Hud, and it was, had some nails in it, so all were moving, and the people were protected and saved by Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah states, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We made the Quran Sharif easy for memorization. We are the only people on the face of this earth. We have have millions of people, male, female, adult and children, who have memorized the entire Quran Sharif by heart. No other religion or faith can claim that they have by heart and memorized the divine scripture in the original language. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling us about Salih alayhi salam, that he sent the Naqa, the she-camel, and told them that one day you must drink the water, and one day the she-camel will drink the water. But these people, they were not interested. فَتَعَاطَى فَأَقَرْ And they hamstrung the she-camel. Almighty Allah sent his punishment on them. And إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا One bang came, finish. One load shedding comes, and we saw we are plunged into darkness. There one bang came, and finished, they died. End of the story. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We see the people of Lot, Lut alayhi salam, in the lands of Sodom and Gomorrah, committing the act of sodomy, and Almighty Allah sent upon them the brimstones, and their names were written there. So that is the punishment Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sends. But people, they don't learn. إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُورٍ These people who are the criminals, they don't want to listen to Almighty Allah, to the messenger of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. So they will end up in the blazing fire. And that's the day they will be told, ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرْ They taste the punishment of the fire. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَتَرٍ Everything small or big is recorded by Almighty Allah. So there will be absolute justice that day. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His special mercy. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Ya Allah, include us in Your mercy. Mercy. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Ameen. Ya Allah wa marhumin, Zahira Randeri, and our brother Babu Esa's wife. His wife passed away, right?
His sister.
Sister passed away, ma for that. So Allah Ta'ala grant her. Her name again, Mawla?
Fatima Esa.
So Fatima Esa, Allah Ta'ala grant her also Jannatul Firdaus. May Almighty Allah grant all the marhumin the highest stages in Jannah and Paradise. Barakallahu fik.
Ameen. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, Ustad, for that. Ustad, I have to tell you this, Ustad. As Ustad always tells me, that Markaz Sahaba is running through the will and power and Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This morning, I want to begin with my very good friend from Washington, D.C. I'm actually shocked. Listen to the message, Ustad. He says, Mufti, make dua for our, he says, our brothers and sisters in Beira. Situation is dramatic. No food, no water. This is Brother Michael from Washington, D.C. He says, our brothers and sisters, Ustad.
Yes, Michael, we all are one humanity, and we all feel the pain, the empathy, the sympathy. I've been to Beira. What a beautiful place. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows best. The cyclone came, and obviously, you know, the governments, most of them here in Africa and other parts of the world, ill-prepared, remember, and now the people have to suffer. My cousin, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, who is doing great work for humanity, maybe you heard his name, the gift of the givers, and he does wonderful humanitarian work. So I heard his interview yesterday, and he said that the whole problem there is the only two helicopters. How are you going to service 5,000 people who are displaced with two helicopters? And that two helicopters also went from South Africa. So imagine the plight and the crisis they are facing there. Yes, Michael, Mikhail, this is a real, real tragedy. That remember that the governments, majority of them in Africa and other parts of the world, when these type of natural disasters strike, then they are ill-prepared because they are too busy looting. Now, currently, as I'm speaking to you, there's load shedding here in South Africa where we are. The program is running with a generator. So this is the reality of life. life, but we still beg Allah. Just now I was praying and making dua. I said, Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. O Almighty Allah, give us the perfection of the nur, the light, the radiance, the effulgence. Ya Allah, grant us from your celestial light in this world, in the grave, and in the year after, Ya Allah. Imagine 3, 4, 5 hours we don't have lights, we don't have power. How much inconvenience. What will happen if we don't have light, radiance, effulgence in our graves? If we don't have the nur and celestial light on the day of justice? So that is what we should be really concerned about as well. Therefore, Surah 66, verse number 8, Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. O beloved Allah, perfect and complete for us our nur and grant us the celestial light and forgive us.
Ameen, ameen. Ameen, Ustad. Ustad, can a mother decide of her daughter who pays her bills and always compare the other daughter who does not work? She always feel no matter what that daughter does, it's always correct because she pays the bills. Ustad.
Remember that this is a three-part question. If a child, the son or daughter, is doing something for the parents, so it is no big deal. Remember that our parents and parents are irreplaceable. Our cars, our cell phones, our computers, all that we can just rebuy, we can just purchase another one, and we can just trade in one and so forth. But parents, well, so we're not doing them a favor. We are only fulfilling our duty. So you, daughter, if you are doing good for your parents, so don't try and manipulate your parents in your favor. That is unacceptable because you are paying, so you feel that now they must always praise you. They must always say that you are right, although sometime occasionally you might be wrong. And now you prejudice the mind of your parents or your mother against your siblings. So all that is unacceptable. And you as parents, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Wattaqullah wa'adilu bayna awladikum. Fear Almighty Allah and exercise justice amongst your children. So it should not be because the one is paying the bills, so therefore now whatever he or she says, so now we just agree with them. That is unacceptable and not permissible.
Ustad, Sister Pravani from Escort, she's asking if you could please give her a dua for insanity, please, and protection against mental health illnesses. Ustad.
The best dua for you, my sister, is chapter 21, Surah 21 and verse 87. So now you are so worried, you are in the state of despair, anxiety, worry. You feel you might go, or the person you are asking on behalf, he or she might go, become crazy and insane, Allah forbid. So what you should read, Surah, chapter 21, verse 87, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Truly there is none worthy of worship but you, O Allah. Subhanak, everlasting glory, perfection for you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Indeed, I am from the wrongdoer. So Almighty Allah told Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, peace be upon him, we rescued you, we deliver you from the belly of the fish. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And similarly, we will rescue the believers as well. So this is what we should do. So read it abundantly, and inshallah, Almighty Allah will remove all that. And if you want the dua specifically for this, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the hadith in Sunan Nasai, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-ghammi wal-junoon. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from all types of worry, sadness, and O Allah, I seek your protection from insanity. So shortcut you want to read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal junoon. O Allah, I seek your protection from insanity. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, the speech, direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and everything you will find in the elaboration, explanation by the Messenger of Islam, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Ustad, Sister Shakira from Barbados. Mufti Saab, please advise me on whether Bibi Hajira alayhi salam was a black Coptic slave. Please provide reference for the answer, Ustad.
You must remember this is one of the propaganda the Orientalists make when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha were leaving. So from Iraq they left, then they came towards Egypt. There the leader and our king, let's call him, was a zalim, oppressor, transgressor. And Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha was a very, very beautiful lady. So he had ulterior motive. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam told her, Sara, when they ask, who are you? Yet he'll ask me, I will say, Ukhti, you are my sister. She was the wife, but I'll say sister. So that we call Tauriya. Tauriya means that we will take a different meaning and let them take another meaning. So we will say, you my sister, sister in Islam. And you are my sister in Islam. So when he said this, so then he tried his best to harass her and touch her. But every time, remember, Allah's mercy would come and something would happen to him. So he got fed up and then he gave her Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. She was a princess, and he gave her to Sara radiallahu anha, to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that is what it is. So what the West did, what the Orientalists did, they distorted that and say that she was a slave and so forth. So let's say even if she's a slave, so you must remember in Islam, some of the slaves became the greatest people. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was a slave. He became the muazzin of Nabi alayhi salam. And he became the minister of finance. So remember, that is the propaganda of the enemies of Islam.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, we've got a new listener as well. This is from Four Ways. Molana and Mufti, I've been listening to you guys every morning. This is my first time posing a question. Brother Fakir, he says, can we use vegetable substances to improve our memory, healthy, motivation, and creativity? Please, Honorable Mufti Saab, from Four Ways, Fakir.
Four Ways, mashallah, first time listener, first time posing a question, mashallah, your name Fakir. Wallahu al-ghaniyu wa antumul fuqara. Allah Jalla wala is self-sufficient. He Almighty Allah does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. And me and you and creation, we are faqir. We are fuqara, the plural. We need the mercy of Allah every moment, every second of our life. Otherwise, we cannot exist. So remember that, brother, beautiful name. Yes, my brother, you want a sharp and retentive and powerful memory, so read, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. Stay away from vices and sin. Stay away from the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood culture. And remember that you can eat veggies, you can eat meat, you can eat all these type of things, no problem. And Allah will give you good memory, provided that we stay in ta'at, in the obedience of Almighty Allah.
SubhanAllah. 084-786-3132. I see Sister Natasha says, good morning, my senior mentor, teacher Mufti. This is Sister Natasha from Lakefield. Something is bothering me, teacher Mufti. I didn't know how to pose a question yesterday on the bliss of marriage. He's the attorney. He's busy handling a case. And the case costs almost $1 million. And they're paying him. And the case that he's fighting for is for a brother who murdered somebody. So this is eating my conscience, teacher Mufti. I don't know. Now they want to know, Ustad. He's fighting for that case for the murderer. So Sister Natasha wants to know from you, it's eating my conscience. He already paid my mother, the attorney, 850,000 rand to win the case. What do we do in the situation like this, Ustad?
Yes, very easy, Sister Natasha. And we highly appreciate your questions. You up early to hear us whilst there's load shedding here in our parts of the world. You are in Lakefield. We don't know what time your schedule is for load shedding. Now let's go to the question and the answer. Sister Natasha, I hope and I pray that you do have the translation of the Noble Quran in English. So you and your husband, you need to discuss this issue, and that is why it is bothering you. I will mention to you one Quranic verse and one hadith, one saying of the Messenger of Islam. So write down, sister, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the woman, and that is the whole chapter and surah is dedicated to the women. So chapter 4 and verses 105-106. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, the King of Kings, revealed the Quran. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haq. We reveal the Quran to you, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bilhaq, truthfully. There is no addition, no omission, no propaganda. Now what must you do? لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. You must pass the verdict amongst humanity with justice. بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ, as Almighty Allah shows you. وَلَا تَكُلْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. And do not become the person who will fight on behalf of those who are disloyal, who committed the crimes, and then we try and distort the picture. Simple terms, Sister Natasha, become a lawyer, don't become a liar. If the person committed premeditated murder, I am the attorney, I am the barrister, I am the advocate, he tells me in our caucus, our private meeting, that yes, I committed premeditated murder. So I tell him, give me $1 million and I will get you off a technicality, and we will say it is manslaughter. We will say it is something else on technicalities. So that is unacceptable, because we know what is the truth, but we want to distort the truth because the money is sweeter than the honey. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Wastaghfirullah. Yes, we are human beings. We all make mistakes. We all commit sins. So beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Chapter 4, verses 105, 105, 106. You'll find your answer. Another answer, Sister Natasha, beautiful. One day, a companion came to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Messenger of Islam, and asked him, Mal ismu ya Rasulallah? What is a definition of a sin? That was the question posed to the Messenger, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Listen to the answer of Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Messenger said, Ma haka fi sadrik. That, I'm using your words, verbatim, it bugs my mind. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, it agitates your conscience. It agitates your heart. It agitates your inner self. وَكَرِهْتَ أَيَّتَّلِي عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ, and you dislike to people to come to know about it. Marvin will know what is best for him. I am not here to suggest to him. I am giving you the Islamic perspective. I am a big shot lawyer, attorney, barrister. I am nothing. I am just giving example. And now I know my client is guilty, so, but we go and use technicalities. So that Islamically is unacceptable, because now I'm tainting my income. Although the people will call me a sharp and a smart lawyer, attorney, barrister, advocate, whatever, but end of the day, what I did is against the Quran. وَلَا تَكُلْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. You don't be the person who is fighting on behalf of those who are guilty and try and distort the true image and the true picture. Because when he was guilty of premeditated murder, now we say, no, it's manslaughter, or we go for a secondary charge or another charge and so forth. So that, and the hadith that every person must ask his inner conscience, tomorrow I have to stand not in the High Court and Supreme Court and Constitutional Court, I have to stand in front of Allah in the Divine Court of Almighty Allah. So that is our advice, Sister Natasha, Brother Marvin, on that. But anyway, on a lighter note, Sister Natasha, he already took 800,000 or 850,000, so now he can take you for a nice honeymoon. in your sunset, in your twilight years, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. Ustaz, Sister Natasha says that she gets up early. All teachers normally from school get up early. Their school started about 7:15, and she does have the English Quran. It's a very small Quran. That's what she says in English. Maybe Ustaz could refer to another big Quran with maybe clear much words, Ustaz, inshallah.
Inshallah, if you want a bigger one, my students are there in Lakefield. So if you require anything, then you just tell us and he will go and deliver it to you. Next to the Lakefield Masjid, the Lakefield Mosque, the beautiful mosque next to the garage, you just ask anybody there, Maulana Zamir. So he is my student and he will give you whatever you require Islamically. He's running the tire shop there also. So if you got any punctures also, he will sort it out for you.
I mean, inshallah. Ustaz, is 27 minutes to 5 o'clock. I see Brother Marvin says it's a very good question, very good answer, but it's a bit tight. It's 50-50. I don't know how to handle the situation. This is from Marvin from Lakefield. But thank you so much, Ustaz.
Yes, Marvin, always in life there's 50-50, but we must use the criteria. What does your conscience say? If your conscience is clear, you go ahead. There's no problem. And if you feel that your conscience is not clear, then Islam and Messenger, peace be upon him, of Islam said, this is authentic saying and a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that in which there is doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. So that is what Islam will say. But end of the day, it is your call, Mr. Attorney Marvin.
Mr. Attorney Marvin, Ustad, Heidelberg Sharif waiting for you this Friday. What's your schedule, your program? Everybody says, Mufti Saab, please, when you come, bring the rain with you.
Okay, inshallah, Allah will send the rain today at 11 to 12, inshallah, will be bliss of marriage. And then 1:05 to 1:30, inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz, we will be completing Surah Waqia, chapter 56 of the Noble Quran. And 1:30 to 2 will be tafsir from Surah Tawbah, from the archives. And inshallah, Friday, we will be there in Heidelberg, my hometown, Heidelberg. Transvaal that time, but now Gauteng, obviously. Yes, all of us require the rain. All of us want the load shedding to stop. So we give you two du'as and supplications. Read with me, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. For rain, read, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. O Allah, send the rain upon us. Ya Allah, send the rain. Ya Allah, have mercy. Some people, some children, some families, some animals don't have any water, Ya Allah. What problems they are going through. Have mercy and envelope us in your mercy, Allahumma aghithna. Those of us experiencing load shedding, so ask Allah, Surah 66, verse number 8, Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. O Allah, grant us the perfect nur, the light and the celestial light and effulgence and radiance in this world, in the qabr, the grave, and in the year after. And forgive us, O Allah. We admit, we confess, we are guilty as charged, no mitigating circumstances. May Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.